Protesters are digging themselves in, erecting barricades and preparing for a confrontation. Police have started to cordon off Lützenrath, the last remaining village on the edge of the Garzweiler mine, one of Germany's largest lignite mines in the country's most industrialized region. Lignite, or brown coal, is known to be one of the most polluting forms of coal, and under Lützenrath lies millions of tons of it. The government says it needs the coal to prevent energy shortages. Activists say it violates their climate policies.
It looks good on paper, right, that Germany's going to leave coal by 2030. Actually, it's only the west of Germany up until now. But the thing is, at the same time, they said, OK, we're going to keep more coal power plants running now that they were going to phase out by now. So actually, we're just going to burn the same amount or even more coal in shorter time, which is even worse for the climate.
Climate activists from all over Europe travel to Lützenrath to protest against the expansion. People from all generations called on the government to change its mind. While the original villages have left, dozens of activists have moved to Lützenrath and built tree houses.
A tiny village that has turned into an international protest site, with hundreds of activists saying they won't follow police orders and leave. A standoff that could possibly turn violent, but also become an embarrassment for the government and its promises to abide by the Paris Agreement.
Climate activists like Johanna Inkerman say the expansion of the mine will mean the 1.5 degree temperature rise globally agreed in Paris won't be feasible.
That's a single room.
That's why she moved to Lützenrath months ago.
Now is the moment to defend this village and to defend climate justice. If we wouldn't stay here, this machinery of destruction that we see just a couple meters behind us would have already razed all this to the ground.
The activists are disappointed with the Greens, who first supported their cause and are now in government, responsible for the expansion. The energy company RWE, who owns the mine, and the authorities in North Rhine-Westphalia declined all requests to comment. The eviction of Lützenrath is expected to start in the next few days, unless protesters can hold their ground and manage to stop it. Stephan Vaassen, Al Jazeera, in Lützenrath.